You know, I could see you while the intro's rolling, right? Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Shoe Podcast, the only sneaker podcast where one of the co-hosts moonlights as an NPC on TikTok. I'm your co-host, Ryan Landry.
Co-host, Anna Young.
Co-host, Anna Young. Thank you for the ice cream. Co-host, Anna Young.
Look, I see it happening more and more, and I am less like, boy, this is dumb, and more of, I don't want to live paycheck to paycheck.
I'm dumb for not doing it at this point. Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
So, thank you, everyone.
I just want to know, I'm stuck on the TikTok.
NPC, yeah, I know. Go ahead and get it out of your system. I don't want you to feel like you're holding in a sneeze this whole episode.
A couple things for the people to try and answer the questions, because these are what's rattling my head. Is there a secret like Discord or Facebook group that has the pre-typed out? Like, hey, if you get this thing, you say this. If you get this thing, you can say this. Okay. Break it down by genre.
Yeah.
Is there that?
And let me interrupt you real quick. I think it's beautifully bold of you to think that you're going to get in on an MLM this easily without signing up three other friends. I think it's very courageous of you to think you're going to get the secrets, the tools of the trade. Number two. Yeah. Hit me with number two.
And number two is how impressed I am with, I saw one, it was two like ladies doing it, and they were perfectly in sync, which to me, I was like, okay, but are they NPCs?
Yeah. Are they actually NPCs? Yeah.
Yeah. So how much prep time do you have to do, or can you literally just pop on and just like off the cuff, just...
If it's anything like this episode we're about to do, you just hop on and it's off the cuff. There's a little teaser for everyone listening right now, because we're here tonight. We're going to talk to you about some of the sneaker releases that are happening in the lovely month of September. We're going to go through it and make that determination if it feels more like the 21st night of September, or if we just want to be woken up when September ends.
Mm.
Those are two songs about September we can reference.
There you go.
Don't sing either. I don't want us emotions. Getting TOS. Nope. Yeah, two very different emotions. Yeah.
Demonetized? No, not us.
Yeah. It couldn't be me. So, yeah, we're trying out a new format now, and we've done this the past couple times, where instead of coming prepared with like a handful of like, here's the ones we cherry-picked, we're just going to open up some of the sneaker. Yeah, exactly. Ooh, spending the time preparing? No. We're not doing that anymore. What we're doing now... We're going to open up the release calendars and in real time go through them and just kind of see what catches our eye, which might, be a little bit more organic and authentic, because when you go ahead and prepare, stuff gets added, stuff gets shifted around. This is the most real time we can give you. It's no more real time than recording it on the Thursday night. And I'll tell you right now, you're not watching this on Friday. I'll tell you that right now.
No.
So.
No. And hey, but like I said, I like this format because it seems very much like what I think everyone just kind of does. Everyone just kind of pops up the calendar. You're scrolling through Instagram. Oh, hey, these are coming out. These are rumored to come out.
Yeah.
It is more of just like a bunch of friends hanging out, talking about some hopefully cool sneakers, but.
I love that. But before we get into it, let's say for all of us friends hanging out here, as we forgot to do at the top of the episode, hang out with us a little bit longer and hit that subscribe button if you're watching on YouTube, or if you're listening on your favorite podcast streaming platform, you could be watching it on Spotify. I doubt you're watching on Apple Podcasts because I don't think it works like that. But wherever you're listening, go ahead and give us a little follow right then and there. Tell you what, here's a thought I had earlier. All right, ready? This is big brain time. You're watching this on YouTube. You're listening on Spotify. Do me a favor right now. Stop. Hit the subscribe button or hit the follow button. It costs you nothing. It takes barely a second of your time. But here's the catch, because I know you're going to be like, I don't know if I want to keep up with what you guys are doing. Hit it right now. At the end of the episode, if you still don't like it, uncheck it. You have our permission right here. But go ahead and hit it now. It's like a little placeholder. You know, it costs you nothing.
There you go. I was going to say next episode. You come back for the next episode. You got to wait until next week.
We make you wait a whole. That's a better strategy, because in that week, you've probably forgotten, especially if you don't like us, you're not going to come back for us next week.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're on to us, wait a whole week. If you're not on to us, wait until the end of the episode. Either way, click it now. Click it now.
Please. Come on.
All right. Shall we go ahead and get into it?
Come on.
So starting off here with sneaker news release calendar, and I can't help but the first one that catches my eye, not for the shoe but the name, is the EA Sports Nike Air Max 90. They want to call it the Play Like Mad. I want to call it It's in the Game, but let's see what we have here. Understandably, and listen, we do this We do this every episode. Sneaker news, if you're listening, if you're watching, I'm not disabling the ad blocker. I'm so sorry. Thank you all so much to the editors at Sneaker News for putting this calendar together and making our jobs a lot easier. I will not be turning off the ad blocker. I'll tell you right now.
No. Okay. Come so get me. Here's the thing. Yeah. We're not taking money out of your pocket. Okay? The check already got placed. You just had That's to put right. the ad on.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm just saying I don't want it.
That's right.
Okay.
Not and me. The money's okay. definitely not coming out of your pocket because it's not going in our pocket. I'll tell you that right now.
That is also true. Here's the thing. I don't, I do and don't understand the shoe because I get, okay, play like mad.
Right there on the, you got it right there on like the mud guard.
Did you not get the licensing from Madden? Because it seems like you did and should. I don't know why you wouldn't say play like Madden. Also, like play like mad seems weird. It's also weird because it's like it is very clearly a like Bills colorway, which right. makes sense because Josh Allen is the cover art for the Madden this year.
They must have the rights to the name because it's EA Sports on the tongue. It's in the game.
Yeah, but EA made clear, but did John Mr. Madden?
Is he still alive?
I don't think so.
Rest in peace, a real one. So
okay, hold on.
I know. Look at the insoles. The insoles kind of going hard. I mean, you got the NFL license. You know, you probably got John Madden's name approved.
Yeah.
Very America on the bottom. I think my favorite detail on these, though, is that like the football print on all the panels there and around the toe. You know,
it is very nice.
I like that.
It's very nice. Are you familiar with the Madden curse?
Where if you're on, it has something to do with being on the cover. Remind me.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it. Yeah. If you're on the cover, you're pretty much cursed to have a terrible year, following the cover. I think that got broken with Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
There was a good stretch there of people who were on the cover who just had a terrible season or unfortunately got like a season/career-ending injury.
Yeah.
My question would be, if you wear these, is this EA's way of being like Madden curse is like
double it and away? Give it to the next person?
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
wow. That's a great theory. I love that. Leave a comment down below. Let us know if that's your theory as well. So far, we're 2 for 2 of the theories of kids on the moon and the curse of Madden being passed on to you by your shoes.
Into the shoes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I hope not. That's really going to deter their sales, but, you know, it's going to make for better sneaker lore.
Looking at the shoes should deter their sales, but...
do you think they intentionally did on, like, the tongue here, the big white stitch coming down the middle to look like football stitching?
Oh,
like
for sure.
Like, with the laces? That's a cute touch. Yeah. I like that.
You know what they should? They should have got an extra. They should have made this, like... I mean, you're already, what is it? Nike, NFL...
EA...
Which EA Madden, are we considering those two separate? I mean, EA makes
legally
other things.
Legally, yes.
Madden. So you're already at a four-way a collab quad. Here.
Yeah.
Drop the whole fist in that B.
I normally don't edit the episodes, but I don't know if that's going to get a shadow banned.
Here's the thing. B as in the bad word for ladies, but you know,
drop the whole fist was the part I took issue with, just to be clear.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't you shortening to B.
Okay. And then the fifth one, we get that Nerf license. You get those. Remember back in the day, I don't know if they still make them, the Nerf footballs where you throw it and it has the whistle.
Whistlers? Yeah.
You already have the laces. I keep pointing at the screen like people can see me pointing.
I keep moving my mouse around and it does not pick up my cursor. So, yeah, we're both
dads. If you do that, and then you put the whistles on the side, you could throw the shoe and it, you know?
$1 billion ideas just being handed out for free on air over here. As you're right.
Why have they never done that? Like, the faster you run, the higher pitch it is? Oh, come on. Free.
Naruto right, Nike. Kids that one's losing like their mind. Yeah.
That one's for y'all.
Yeah.
You're already putting squeakers in the shoes. You might as well put whistles on the side of them.
I'll say the only thing... I mean, honestly, like,
terrible shoe. We've got a lot of good bits out of it.
Yeah. Well, and really the only two things like I strongly dislike about this is you don't need play like mad printed on the side of the shoe. Yeah. And I feel like the blue, I get that you're bringing in the Bills there, but like, so does not go with the brown in my opinion. Like this would have been, if you made it just like way more inspired by a football rather than like Bills specific.
Like, yeah.
Not for me, but I appreciate a lot of the other things they did on this shoe.
Well, that's like kind of the first thing that was weird. I was like, okay, so it's a Madden shoe, but it's Bills. And it's like, I get,
right.
So are you just going to do one every year and whoever's on the cover, you're just going to do like a team shoe. Then it's like that scene. I don't know. It just seems weird. But okay. Hey, you know,
interesting. At least we'll give you that.
Catch it at your local going out of business mall.
not too wrong there. Not too wrong. So let's see. I'll keep scrolling. You tell me if anything catches your eye here.
Well, I hope you stretched your finger.
The Zoom Freak 5.
The Orioles aren't terrible.
No.
You know, it's a good colorway.
It's a clean shoe. It's just, you know, we've said it a lot before on the show, but if this is your first time, performance basketball is not our forte. It's not our niche.
No, yeah. For sure.
So not too much that we get excited for there. The Dame 8, sure.
Basketball, okay.
The Rivalry Low, which looks looking thick with two C's in these right here.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see because, I mean, you have...
We got universities.
You got Grambling, Miami, Nebraska...
Texas A&M
and Washington. I don't think any of those five schools are rivals with each other.
Well, that's why they were allowed to do this then. There's no conflict of interest.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure none of those... And well, I mean, unless they refer maybe to Miami, Nebraska, but that was, I think, back in like the early 2000s at like a Fiesta Bowl. So
doesn't Tostitos put on the Fiesta Bowl?
I think they lost that.
You like the different levels of sports knowledge that we bring to this. And I'm like, wasn't Tostitos the sponsor of that for a while? Yeah.
I actually don't think it's them anymore.
That's a shame.
It might be.
Hint of lime, but it's pretty strong, I'll be honest with you. It's not really even that much of a suggestion. Yeah, I'm picking up on it. I don't know who you're trying to be discreet with, but I'm very well aware that it's lime.
Just one chip locks my jaws up.
The Double Taps New Balance 990 V6, which that looks tall.
Chunky.
All these, I wonder if this is something to do with like my browser sizing or... No, I mean, they just...
Nope.
Okay, nope, just checking. Let's see. Puma, sorry. That's all I've got to say. Puma, sorry.
Well, and that shoe also. I mean,
yeah. Very popular with the kids, from what I understand. If you've never felt older, there's your old sentence.
Okay, all right.
Zoom Vomero 5 in another color. Not my favorite color, but this is... This reminds me, though, a little bit of Nike's mascot they had in, like, what was it, the early
2000s? Oh,
he had some more blue in him, but just, like, the red and the reflective silver, you know?
Wasn't it just, like, Nike Man or, no, was it Zoom?
I thought he was called, like, the Swoosh.
The Swoosh? Oh, well, those are all good. Oh, blurred out.
Yeah, always going to have to. Swoosh. Swoosh was his name.
Swoosh.
Yeah, a lot more silver and blue than red, but okay.
Yeah.
Wrong looks calendar.
Like nope.
This is a $5 production we run over here. Spoiler, don't look at the other shoes coming out in September.
Yeah. Boy, that Off-White is shiny.
We talked about this a month ago. They just keep pushing it back, I suppose. But
yeah.
Push it back further for all I care. I'm not in a rush.
Yeah, you can keep moving it back.
Calm slides, I think we've already got almost all of those colorways before.
Keep on pushing them.
I mean, Air Max 1. Simple.
Sure.
Clean.
Blue.
Pretty. Deep royal blue floods the Nike Air Max 1 mud guards. You're damn right it does.
Someone had a word count that they had to meet.
The title's just not that catchy. Yeah. These I'm a little into. Now, I know the 550s are like pretty cold for a lot of people right now, but I really like the brand. This is never that. I discovered them through, shout out politics, because they carry that brand. And I kind of like this sort of rugged take on the 550, specifically the brown one. This one right really? Here. I mean, well, I all like black midsole feels a little like junior high-ish to me, and I don't know why. It just kind of feels that way. Either,
but you're
like
not
the green more so?
No, I do like the in the brown.
Oh, okay.
The, like the sock liner and the in.
Yeah.
I do kind of like that. Would be interesting to see in person to see how much. Now, honestly, I think the pink with that like that deep green rather than that black, I think that would go real good.
It would. Yeah. If only they'd had you in the meetings. You could have spoke up on it a little bit sooner.
Well, it's hard to get the calendars correct.
The time zone difference. Yeah, that's a reference to This Is Never That being an overseas brand. That's a deep cut if you know it.
Hey, and I don't.
The Nike V2K Run very much looks like if you want to run in Vomeros, you know?
Oh, I was looking like that's like a dad who wants to be cool.
Maybe.
Rather a dad who is cool.
Yeah. The woman's exclusive Nike V2K Run mirrors sneakers from the Y2K era. Thank you. I picked up on that from V2K. Is that Vomero 2K? Please tell me that's what it stands for.
Gotta be.
We'll never know.
Whoops.
Whoops. Scrolling. Rick Owens back at it again, and we're standing tall.
I don't understand it.
Go off on it.
I don't know. I don't understand why every fashion person's like, yo, Rick. I'm like, it's just black.
Yeah, but
it's just black clothing.
It's big. It's like a satirical like take on it, you know? It's like over exaggerated proportions.
So, okay, so you know how shirts usually go to like your midline, like your waist or a little bit lower? What if we cut that to your nipples and then use the extra material on the sleeves? So what, like all of my belly is exposed, but I've got 4 more inches on my sleeves?
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. You got it. You're picking up on it. You see the vision. You see Rick. The vision. Yep. Rick. Ruckus
these are clean.
Ruckus just got these. Shout out, Ruckus. The
those are
the
clean.
Obsidian colorway. Yeah. So, I mean, good, simple, clean. I'm trying to remember, and I just saw it. Yeah, so these are on the big bubble outsole, though. It's got that bigger window on it.
There you go.
They've been doing more and more lately, so if that's your thing, go ahead and get it. I mean, good colorway. It's a little... It's simple. It's clean. It's not exactly exciting for me.
But I looked at that and I was like, that is a perfect back to school shoe.
It is. There you go.
That is probably going to go with like every school uniform. It's got like, I would imagine just at least down here, it's going to go with every school uniform's like colors, like your school colors. So
yeah.
I think that's a super good.
A very regional specific recommendation you've got there, but I like it.
Hey, if you go to a public school with either navy or red...
This is going to work for you. This is going to work for you, yeah. A weird row we got right here. The Terror Squads,
Bubbles.
The ISPA Link Axis, and the Mac Attacks, which I feel like Mac Attacks were kind of a flash in the pan. Maybe they're still hitting with some people. I know the Social Status ones just came out, the white and green ones, and those were a little more fun, but...
Yeah.
I feel like they wanted to make them such a bigger thing, you know? It's like Panda Mac Attacks. Panda attacks.
Mm. Panda.
Green. La France. Okay, I got to click. You got me on this one. I got to know more. There he is.
Whoa.
That's the guy.
It's Mello.
It's LaMelo. Let's see. I'll do a little bit of reading real quick. Oh. The creation of his La France label, a designer clothing brand that speaks directly to Ball's eccentric off-the-court wardrobe. So, okay, started his own label, and this is a collaboration with his own label. It screams nepotism, but yeah, sure.
Well, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What are you going to do? Listen, he's the hottest thing Puma's got right now. Let him cook, you know? From here. The shoe says not from here because he's not from here, Tanner, okay? He's out of this world. He's an alien.
Oh, gotcha.
He's from the moon. He's one of the kids that escaped.
We brought back.
We got one of them back.
That's why he's such a freak athlete, is because he trained on the moon with the
lower gravity. It's so an unfair advantage.
It didn't put pressure on his joints.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So then he comes down here, fresh joints.
When you learn how to dribble in low gravity. If you can dribble on the moon, you can dribble anywhere. And I've said that And I will keep saying that.
Day one.
Episode zero, I said, if you could dribble on the moon, you could dribble anywhere.
I literally have that tattooed underneath my eyelids.
If you could dribble on the moon on the left one, you could dribble anywhere on the right one. Yeah.
You have no idea how much I had to pay for that.
Refused to do it the first couple of times I went in. But you're persistent enough and you offer them enough Chili's gift cards, they'll do it. They will do it.
Almost they'll anything.
Do anything. Yeah. Just not a job stopper, but...
Yeah,
I digress.
That's why it's an underneath.
Yeah, there you go.
No one can see it except me.
Bottom of the shoe say rare. Yeah.
That's out how of this often world. You're going to see him outside.
There you go.
Rare.
One of one. I can't be.
Sure.
I'm assuming if it's the accompanying apparel, it can't be. I feel like that's just factually inaccurate. I don't know. And if it is, don't put it in the marketing campaign, right? Take it out of the assets right now.
Let me tell you what, though. What a good title. Sold out instantly. You make one.
We couldn't keep it on the shelves.
You make one pair.
Yeah. So.
You're going to do great. September 14th.
Good for you. Yeah.
Good on you to push it back. Roll up.
What do you want?
All right. Yeah. I just wanted to see dates.
Dates? Just making just sure we're still in September? Hold us on.
No. If the sneaker community was going to, you know, if we could wait a day.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Never forget.
Converse weapon. Okay. Got it. And I wasn't with everyone. Everyone else probably knew where you were with that. I was not. I wasn't right there with you. Yeah.
I'll bring it home.
Tonal orange. Are these all leather? Crack Syracuse, leather. Yeah. Even worse. Is the outsole already dirty? Doesn't it look?
It does.
The dark spots? Hang on. We got to.
Yeah.
I thought the materials looked a little bit different. And it's because it's cracked leather. Oh, and they put it on the insole so that you know it's cracked leather.
What? Okay, I know. Obviously, Syracuse is like a Nike or at least like a Jordan sponsored, Nike sponsored university. What is the obsession with Syracuse?
I mean, orange isn't a bad color.
But it's always Syracuse. Like it is. It's right. Not just an orange. It is specifically like a Syracuse shoe.
Right.
And it's like. Whose kid goes to Syracuse or whose kid went to Syracuse?
Phil Knight has deep pockets.
Yeah. Well,
in the pockets of Syracuse. This thing goes all the way to the top.
Anyone watching?
Yo, please. Shout out the Syracuse heads. Pop off in the comments right now. This is your time to shine.
Great basketball team.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Real good basketball team. Well, they've been. The past couple of years have been tough, but
I'm assuming this is meant to be like that sort of earthquakey print that we're doing on the inside there. It's not earthquake, but you know what I mean. Like that, those broken tectonic, the fissure plates, whatever we're going to call it here.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming that's what we're going for in the outsole, but it just looks dirty. Like dirty. It just looks like it has spots on it. The print's not clear enough to really be coming through.
If it's a translucent sole, it's going to be dirty.
It will be. Yeah. These very well could be just a brand new pair. Well, they are.
Might as well ship them out.
Yeah.
Man. Why, speaking of like shoes being dirty, you know what would be just like an easy, like triple your money? Just have Travis Scott wear every shoe that gets sold, like before it gets sold, and then you just sell it for more because it's like Travis Scott worn.
I like how you said easy. Like it's very feasible. Yeah.
I would imagine anything. He doesn't have much going on.
I'm sure he's got free time. He dropped Utopia. The album's out now.
Yeah. I mean, I think he just went to do a made an appearance at a Drake concert, but
okay, good for him. Good for Drake.
You loosen the laces, you get people to just slip them off.
Plop. Yeah. He's just suspended in the air in a harness and they just bring the shoes up to him.
I was thinking like a recliner, you know, chill out.
I don't want to. Yeah. We don't have to get into the logistics of it, but yeah, something like that. Yeah. Some sort of system.
Yeah, I'm not telling you how to put shoes on Travis.
Right. Exactly. There's so many ways to skin a cat. There's so many ways to put shoes on Travis Scott.
Exactly. Well, we're halfway through the month.
Yeah, well, and I'll give you a hint. It drops off here. So, ready? Watch this. Bam. And, October.
Wow.
We don't know anything about the second half of September. It couldn't be. Other than that.
I will say, there's a really, I do like a, this I don't like. There's a cool.
These got the Super Saiyan panels on the side of them right here, you know?
There's a good Air Max that's coming out in October.
Well. Let's move on over to Kicks on Fire then, and hopefully they've... Oh, you said October. No, sorry, we're not going to be talking about that. We draw hard and fast lines around here. So come back in 30 days. We'll tell you about it. But
yeah,
hope they don't move the. Yes, September has 30. August has 31st because that's today that we're recording. There's a little shatter in the fourth wall for you. And October has 31st. You know that because that's when Halloween is. So September's only going to have 30.
Wonder why.
Who made it's that? Just every other month. I can't get into that with you. I'll entertain a lot of bits, but why do calendar months have different amount of days? I can't do that with you.
Yeah, why aren't they the same days?
She might not like it, but here's a story for you. Amanda last night turned to me and she was like, so every year, you know, she's like, you're 31 years old. There's my age for everyone who doesn't know it. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, but like some of those years were leap years. And I was like, yeah. She's like, so you're actually like 31 years and a week and like 7 days. And I was like, I mean, I'm 31 years. Just some of those years had more days. And she was like, yeah, but like you lost a week of your life. And I was like, no, I lived it. I didn't lose it. And she's like, doesn't that make you sad? And it didn't, but
it didn't.
You just asked about, well, it's publicly on the air now, but you were asking about calendar months.
Don't tell her the world lives when she closes her eyes to go to sleep at night. That's more depressing.
You miss a lot of it. Every time you sleep at night,
people in Hong Kong are grinding.
They're waking up for the day.
Morning.
Morning. Hey, here's another fun story for you. anything to not talk about secrets. Someone that we went to high school with then enlisted in, I think it was the Navy. You might know who I'm talking about here. I don't want to put their name out there, but enlisted in the Navy. And he was stationed overseas. And I remember we were talking. In Japan. Yeah, in Japan. And I remember we were talking right after he got stationed. I was like, what's it like over there? He was like, oh, it's crazy. I'm just going to bed. I was like, I'm just waking up. And he's like, I hope you have a good day. Cause I did already. And I'm like, whoa. What? You know, like you're on the subreddit, I'm 14 and this is deep. I was like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
You already know how today is going to go because you already did it. Yeah. Let's get those kids off the moon. Let's get them off right now. I'm going to tell you right
Please
now.
Please bring them back. Bush, bring them back.
He alone.
Put him up there.
It's your responsibility. Clean your room. You made this mess. I want to look at this blazer made because I'm a sucker for suede. And it's just the blazer, but you know.
Olive, though. God, olive. Dang. I don't like it.
Look at all these. The blue and the light bone.
Good old
I swear if blazers weren't like the worst shoe to get on and off your foot, I would have more of them. But.
Yeah.
What a chore, you know? Just a real errand. Just an absolute to-do list of a shoe.
Good rule right. three.
Now, again, you go ahead and stop me when you see something that looks good to you. Anything you see that you want to talk about, you know?
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Uh-oh. Is that neutral canvas? Hang on. Is that neutral canvas? Ah, suede.
Department.
The athletic department. Finishing details.
Depressing colorway.
I love this. I love this. Finishing details. The cherry on top. The real cream of the crop here include Nike athletic department branding on the insoles. All right, you ready? Let's see it. Whoa.
Wow.
A real standard issue shoe if I've ever seen it.
Coming to you.
Coming to an outlet near you. Yeah.
Cubicle gray.
The Nike P6000. That doesn't even sound like a real model name. Oh my gosh.
They're just making shit up now.
They're going to eat this.
That is something that that's for the Rick heads right there for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also anyone who's a fan of, oh my gosh.
Blade? I
cannot think of the...
Like the vampire movie?
Yes.
I don't know if that's actually... Listen, I didn't know you were going to say it, but I knew you were going to say it because that's what this shoe is, you know? We're on the same page.
And it's not something that, like, Blade himself would wear, but, like, you know how, like,
Blade for some reason... Blade would murder someone wearing these. That was the premise. I don't mean to spoil the movie for you if you haven't seen it. I know it's, like, right off the presses here, but yeah.
Yeah. Also, like, why is he always finding himself in some, like, techno, like, rave? He's always in a techno rave.
That's just
he's not having a good time.
It's just the least likely place for garlic, you know? Garlic's least likely to show up at a techno rave. You ever bring garlic to a rave? Not for long.
Nah.
They won't have you. They won't have you.
Just Percocets. Could you imagine...
I know it's one of these. One's garlic and one is not garlic. Just take both, honestly.
Blade just fucking, like, zanned out in a nightclub.
How you doing, Blade? Just this little Uzi up. Slaps. Yeah.
Just keyed up.
I will say,
yeah, that bit's for Vanessa. I don't know why. I feel like Vanessa would really love
Blade. Yeah. Okay. There you go. Shout out Vanessa if you're listening.
I feel like she does love Blade.
Look at him getting a little bit more adventurous with the airship here. You know, we're going the. I do not love the mixture of the suede and the hard leather panels. For the swoosh, I'm okay. But the mud guard and the ankle collar should not be. The swoosh would be like a nice contrast against it. But
got him.
For the city. You. Got him. Lucky you. These are going to be real hard to get. Yeah, I don't like the leather panels around the toe. I mean, Yeah.
Boy, I'm a real hater for this episode.
We did four seasons and we got jaded. Here's one for you. This is one I think is actually somewhat interesting. Now, they're not making it in men's sizes here, but this colorway of the Jordan 4, we're looking at like the very smallest of smalls here. Cacao Wow, is that what we're calling it? The outdoor aesthetic is what we're referencing here. Here's my issue with these, right? We're going to do another Google search. You know what?
Okay.
Save myself some editing time. 1 second here.
Bam. No need to blur the search history.
Now, see, these customs have been circling the internet for as long as it's existed. The Snorlax Jordan 4s.
Ooh, yeah.
Which, like, a very good colorway, you know, like, arguably should be. What, Google, what are you doing? I just clicked on an image. Just, thank you. Just work the way you always have. Very clean, arguably should be a colorway. This, to me, kind of feels like they saw it and they were like, we should do our own version of it, you know?
Test the waters.
Don't they look kind of close?
Kanto region? I don't think they look kind of close.
Similar palette? The browns in that specific shade of blue? I feel like an optometrist that I'm like, the first slide? The second slide? The first slide?
Number one?
Yeah.
Number two.
Similar. Number one? Give me Number similar.
Two. Similar. I'll give you similar.
Okay.
For sure. There's a Venn diagram.
Okay.
That's a shape.
Either way, good colorway. Wish it was coming out in men's sizes. I'd be a little interested in this.
That's a good look on Boogie's feet. I would definitely be very interested
for
in this.
Kid.
For sure for the kid, yeah. I think he is actually the New Balances that we got him.
Yeah.
He's a little New Balance kid right now.
Uh-oh.
Well, let me tell you what. Kids are a rough on sneakers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Testament to New Balance, though. They have lasted months.
They've held up.
Everyday wear. So shout out New Balance. Make a good taller shoe.
Hit the DMs if you want to sponsor the show, New Balance. I'm sure you're listening.
I would absolutely make him a New Balance kid.
There you go. How much corporate money would you need to sell your kid's soul to New Balance? Let's play this game.
Sad? Very little.
Very little. Okay. Not comfortable enough to put the number out there, but comfortable enough to open the door to the conversation.
Like, are we talking a one-time payment? Am I talking like a 10-year deal?
It's your deal. Negotiate it, man. Do you want a royalty every time he posts wearing them? You want a one-time lifetime buyout?
Social media is king. So obviously would have to do a post. Paid by the post. Ooh, maybe. I'm thinking we do a two-year deal. 100K.
Okay. Two-year deal, 100K. How often does he have to post?
For 100K, 2 years, I'm thinking twice a month.
Okay. New Balance, there's your terms. It's an open offer. That stands.
Yeah. That's just a starting one. That's just how we start That's where a conversation.
A conversation has to start somewhere.
You want less, I want more. I want more, you want less.
Bush does not want to get those kids off the moon, and we want him to go up there and get, personally.
Gosh darn it.
Personally, I want him to take Jeff Bezos' rocket and go up there and bring him back. Maybe that's why. Is that why Jeff Bezos built the rocket to start Amazon Prime for the kids on the moon?
Well,
they need stuff in 2 days as well. They can pay in Robux.
That's why he wants it. No. It's not because they need to. He's like, untapped market.
Right. We could be selling to kids on the moon. Stuff.
No, he's already doing that. He's already selling the stuff. It just takes forever to get up there.
Okay.
But they're not buying Prime because they're like, why would I buy Prime? I can't get 2-day shipping, so I'm not going to pay for Prime. He's like,
but we could.
Yeah. And then he's like, but Prime Video. And the kids are like, you got one show? Yep.
The people on Earth don't want Prime Video.
Yeah. I could, you know, I'm okay with not seeing
it. I'm going to watch Dust, you know, because that's a thing on the moon.
Oh, I thought it was a Dune play that you were doing.
No, I don't know what that is. Mm. All right. Dune? Yeah. We got to talk about shoes at some point or else people are going to tune out.
Yeah.
We got the Goyard Air riffs. Say less.
Please.
Yep. September 23rd. We're getting far in the month here. The Born and Raised, are they actually going to come out? Maybe.
Five lows. Stop doing five lows.
Yeah, we don't need them.
No.
This might be our saving grace for September right here, the J Balvin Jordan 3s, which again,
we talked about them to come out.
What was it, two episodes ago? I think two episodes ago we had them on. The more I look at them, the more I'm warming up to them. I still don't like that they go to that dark of a blue. I wish it all stayed in that same, like, warm color palette of gradient, but.
Yeah, but I think this is, I would say my favorite J Balvin.
For sure. I think 1,000%.
The like easiest to wear. Mm-hmm. But I also think that the J Balvin like shoes are super, I think they hit really hard for like fashion heads. Like I think if you're like really, really into fashion and trying to like make your own style and you like to play with like, you know, fabrics and stuff like that. I think like J Balvin is like such a, you're probably super into him.
Okay.
Someone like me who's a little bit more kind of like basic and plain with fashion, I think that's why I don't really feel them. And I think that's probably why I'm drawn to this one a little bit more, is because they are more
a little more subtle.
Yeah.
A little pop of color, but the whole shoe is not a rainbow vomit, you know?
Exactly. And no also
shots fired at the Jordan 1, but
I want that hang tag.
Yeah, that little smiley face, the Walmart rollback.
Bring back the rollback.
I mean, he kind of looks like he's doing Walmart rollback and cause had a kid.
Yes, for sure.
J Balvin, hit the comments. Let us know if that's not the case.
Only $1,300.
Oh, for the buy now, for the early price? Yeah. I thought you were saying retail. I was like, hang on now. No. That can't be right.
Air Max 90.
Monarch? Hang on. They're going to get sued by Nike for using Monarch.
Oh, wait.
I mean, clean and simple. If you need a shoe, get it.
Yeah.
If you're the type of person who would wear a shoe, this is probably a good one, I would say.
Hey, yo, shout out to the pumpkin spice. It's out.
Oh, it does look like that. It's kind of got that pumpkin spice vibe to it.
That it does. Well, catch me in the pumpkin patch with these on.
And the Starbucks line, paying it forward.
No.
55 burgers, 55 fries, 55 pizzas. Couldn't be me. Did we talk about these? Were these about to come up?
I don't think so, but let me tell you what.
These might be about to come up. Hang on. A sleeper here. You trying to get a little wild? You trying to get a little freaky on the cord here?
This is nutty.
Oh, they're in that same pack as that 97 I think we talked about last time.
Oh, see that, we did talk about the 97. The same
color palette. Yeah, so.
I'm going to tell you what, though. You put corduroy. I actually like the 97s more than this.
I mean, I think
which is wild.
Because the 97 is like each panel is its own color. I mean, this is kind of like fun because it's very mismatched and hodgepodgey, but also like I wouldn't have used black for all the accents on this. You know, like the laces, might the sock liner, the right. You're already there. Don't bring it down with these dark, heavy panels on it, you know?
It is odd because like the upper and then like the midsole are almost just like two different shoes.
It's like two different designers that are like, wait, we were supposed to. Oh, you're going all out on this. Oh,
yeah. It's like it was like one of those like casino games where it's like, and then they press stop. That was about like, we're out of credits.
It doesn't not work. Yeah. I'll tell you which one I really like. I really like that green on the tongue there.
Yeah, me too. That's but I'm real into that like woodsy green. So, and then that gold swoosh. God, it's good colors.
Okay, listen, I haven't bought a shoe in a hot minute, and I know these are not like a crazy hype shoe, but
good. Don't.
They don't need to be a crazy hype shoe. Yeah, for sure. Hopefully that makes them easier to get, but
this one only for the shoe podcast listeners.
This is going to be an exclusive. Go into Champs, use our promo code at Shoe Podcast. It's going to get you $0 off, and if they have them in stock, you could probably buy them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if enough of you use that code, they're like,
they'll probably ask about it. Yeah, they'll probably ask if it's a thing. Yeah.
It's going to come up in at least a water cooler conversation.
You think they have a water cooler in the back of Champs? You know who we should ask?
No.
DJ Hennessy, link at the top of the screen right now. If you didn't catch our episode last week with DJ Hennessy, which I should have mentioned earlier, that was a great and fun interview. He used to work at a Champ, so he could tell us if they have a water cooler.
Number one salesman.
He was. Did it in a day.
Yep. Go listen to the story. It's fantastic.
Last thing I'll say on these, first thing I would do, swap the laces. I don't know what I'd put in there, but black is not it.
Not that. Not those.
Even just white or cream would do it. Yeah. I'm a little interested in these.
I like those.
Oh, are these part of that dunk pack that came out that are based on, what is it? Like, it's based a lot on like a, no, it's based on like a color dictionary or something, though. It does look like the strawberry coughs that got left in the back of the fridge for a little too long and are losing their color, you know?
Yeah. We call them the strawberry cough drops.
The strawberry hauls.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Ricola. Drop the check.
Two different laces. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Let us know.
Dang, the laces. See, more release.
Look, we would have got there. We would have got there.
There you go.
Okay. Hang on.
Oh, I knew.
It's not a bad color. I mean, it's very simple, but it's not a bad color. Yeah.
Man, you know what's crazy? So I loved this silhouette. Now that I have the runners,
yeah,
I love like so much better.
Yeah.
I think the runners are so much better of a silhouette.
I'd been meaning to ask you about this. Sorry to interrupt you here. But so again, if you didn't catch our episode last week, you didn't see it. But Tanner picked up a pair of the Nike Air Huarache runners. You bought them, what, at this point, it's got to be like a month ago. A month and some change, actually. Yeah, which that was more than a month ago. So, yeah, you've had them for a little bit over a month now. Have those been your daily driver at work?
Yep. They replaced, I had a pair of Ultra Boost 1.0s that I had since like 2016, which shout out to Adidas for the quality. So, I was looking into. Yep, got the we stopped at Ruckus out in Baton Rouge, so shout out to them.
Shout out the Bulls.
And they had them sitting on the shelves. Put them on, got the right size, and yeah, I have worn them every, basically Monday through Friday at work, holding up great and like super comfy. Also, I really like the material. Weird, but I guess like the material that the laces are made out of, I don't know what it is, but like, When you tie a knot, that something ain't slipping on you.
It ain't unknotting. Like,
they have not, I guess it's a weird thing, but they have not unlaced on me. Like, I've not had them like just like falling around. So very weird, but that's one of the things I noticed, like literally, I think like last week, maybe this week, I was like, man, these laces, when you pull one them and bunny done ears.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the look of it. I think the materials are great. I think they did a great job with the colorway and the blocking. So
yeah, it's made me want to get a pair, but I haven't seen them. I don't know. I haven't seen in person a second colorway of those come out yet. Now, Grant, I mean, they might be online or they might be in like a mall store or something like that. I thought we talked about one of the past episodes, like a similar, just like black, white and gray one.
Yeah.
So
I think there is,
we've seen them on a release calendar before. I just haven't seen them in person yet, but to be fair, the colorway you got is, it's a perfect balance of like, muted and wearable, but a little pop of color, not too boring.
Exactly. And that's what I love. Like, I love looking down. Like, top view is so, I think, important
when
how much you're going to wear a shoe, because that's your main perspective, obviously, is when you're wearing them. And I honestly love just looking down at them. I think they look really good. So,
rounding out the month here, I'm going to go ahead and say real quick, these Air Max ones looking good. Looking clean and simple. Listen,
super clean.
You put a neutral and it, you change the material from like leather to either like suede or canvas, and I'm going to be real interested in it.
100%.
But I wonder if these, I don't know what hangle day is.
But Nike, stop putting the mini swoosh on the toe.
He hates it. Oh, okay.
Wow.
These look like they might not be coming out in America, but damn, it's a clean colorway. Uh-oh.
Great.
The hang tag. He's going to want it.
It's a little big.
And then lastly, listen, while I'm not personally excited about Jordan 8 playoffs, I know y'all are going to grill us for not talking about Jordan 8 playoffs, but I think we've said it before and I'll say it again, at least for me, my interest sharply drops off after the Jordan 6. Like, after the Jordan 6, mm-hmm. my interest mm-hmm. sharply drops off because, A, I didn't grow up with any of them, and correct. B, I didn't grow up with any of them. So I'm not really nostalgic for them. So, like,
yep.
beyond the 6, it doesn't do much for me personally. You might call it blasphemy. But here they are. For those of you interested in it, we can announce that they are here.
And there you can get them again.
Just yeah, not the stylish shoe I'd be wearing, but more power yeah. to you if you are.
Thank on your way, walking past all those closed stores in the mall, you'll see these outside of another sneaker shop.
There you go. And that puts us into October, which we're not going to talk about just yet.
Close your eyes. Close your what, eyes. Close
yeah,
your eyes.
No peeking. Okay, screen's gone. You can look again.
Okay, thank you.
So I think that's going to round us out for the day. Leave a comment down below. Let us know what shoe for September are you most looking forward to. If you're listening on Spotify, that'll be our little Q&A down below the description down there. So you can type it in right there and we'll be able to read those and see those, which we love. That's always a fun time.
Cute.
I'm trying to think if we've got anything else specific we need to shout out or call out before we start wrapping up. The only other thing I think we said we wanted to mention at the top is that we're probably going to skip an episode next week, because we're recording an interview next weekend, which that'll be a really fun one. That'll be a really exciting one. I know we say that every time, and they are all very fun and exciting, but this one's going to be especially fun and exciting. It'll be a good time. But it's just going to be you two boys handling that recording, so we need a little bit more time to prep for it. So,
yeah.
Shout out our buddy Houston. We love you, and we'll miss you on this one. I don't really know the difference between ISO and aperture, and at this point I'm too afraid to ask. So,
auto.
Okay. Listen, I don't know if you knew how right you were, but you're so right. Yeah. He gets in there, he shoots the whole thing at S-Log, and then he color grades it. I step in, auto white balance. Yeah, that's going to work just fine for me.
Hope that doesn't change.
What's the third camera? Later? My iPhone. Yep.
Yep.
So, it's going to be good. We're going to have a good time.
If the shot randomly changes to black and white, just know it's because it did a weird thing.
No. Just know that was an artistic choice, and you don't get it. You don't get it. You probably don't own Rick Owens, I would
assume. Scorsese.
Yeah. Ever heard of him?
Probably not.
So thank you, everyone, for checking out another episode of Shoe Podcast. You can catch us online at shoepodcast.com. That's going to have the links to all of our socials and all of our platforms we're on. But if you want to get direct with us on Instagram at Shoe Podcast, you can see all of our fun videos over on TikTok, also at Shoe Podcast. Again, hopefully you're listening and watching on YouTube. That's also going to be at Shoe Podcast. It's the handle for everything. And maybe not for much longer, but on patreon.com/Shoe Podcast. Listen, I don't want to rain on anyone's parade, but tell you what, we get 10 new followers over the course of the next week. We'll keep it up.
There you go.
If not, save we're going to find save the Patreon. Do your part. Wikipedia, if everyone reading this, not everyone even, if like 1 in 30 people gave us $2 right now, we'd be done fundraising in 30 minutes. I know this feels like PBS, but it's on the internet. Yeah. Yeah. So, save the Patreon.
Like Barney, don't you?
Or exactly. Save the Patreon or don't. We'll find other ways to let y'all support the show. I think that's all I've got from my end. Anything you want to leave the people with before we go here?
Two reminders.
First one,
we're getting into some serious, serious hurricane seasons. Hopefully, Florida is doing aight, and California making it through their little, spread that they had. So now for our Gulf Coast listeners, please, go try and get your supplies. Don't try to buy out a store. Don't wait till the last minute. Just start building a little bit now. Your toilet paper, your canned foods. Make sure your flashlight's got all your batteries in it, so that if, hopefully it doesn't, but if that occurs, You're ready to go. You're prepared. You don't have to go out in all that terrible weather with all those people. And before,
before you get to number two, can I interject on number one? Add. Would make a strong recommendation that your flashlights be battery powered, not USB rechargeable. And you have a little hand crank radio that also maybe has a USB port on it. I know you can get them on Amazon because they're cheap. I know you're going to think, oh, a USB rechargeable flashlight, that'll be nice. I won't have to worry about batteries. Here's the thing about when the power goes out, you're not going to be able to charge it. And if you are, it's going to be via like a hand crank or maybe you have a generator. I don't know. But either way, just get something that takes double or triple A batteries. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Number two.
And number two, we are also hopefully out of some serious heat. I've heard some talks of it's going to be a pretty gnarly winter. So start taking your vitamin C now. They got the little vitamin C packets. Eat an orange, eat some strawberries, get your vitamin C up. So hopefully you don't get sick like me.
If you're not a coward, you'll drink Sunny D and eat Flintstones vitamins at the same time. Not a medical advice podcast. Let's go ahead and throw that out there right now.
I crush them up in my Sunny D.
Well, the gummy vitamins or the hard ones?
No,
I like to imagine just one big like gummy snake of a Flintstones vitamin in there.
Makes it chalky.
My favorite thing about Sunny D is how chalky it is before the Flintstones vitamins. I can't imagine. Afterwards, it's like drinking an eraser, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just don't know. Every time I drink a glass of Sunny D, I'm like, I'm thirstier than I was before. How did they do it?
My favorite thing about Sunny D is that someone I heard once say, Sunny D sounds like it was made by someone who's never had orange juice, and someone else described to them how it tastes. Like, it's very much like you were trying to build it in a lab, and you were like, I can't have it, but, like, could you describe it to me? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like if you, like, time traveled backwards, and you were like, orange juice, and you're like, what's orange juice? And you're like, this?
I'll try to make it for you. Yeah. Do you have oranges? And they're like, no. And I'm like, oh, that's going to make it harder, but I could do it. I could do it.
Just oranges and boatloads of sugar.
So thank you everyone for checking out another episode of Shoe Podcast, the only sneaker podcast where the ratio of sneakers to conspiracy theories and medical advice is pretty 50-50 at this point.
We're changing.
Maybe September wasn't the best month, but stands to be seen. Here's the thing. We're going to hope in 30 days, we look back a little retrospective and go, wow, that shaped up to be a lot better than we thought it would.
Well, they really put out some bangers.
They really came out of nowhere. Yeah, yeah. We're going to manifest it.
Could you imagine when insert celebrity came out with that cool shoe for the insert sneaker brand?
Exactly. That's going to be us in 30 days.
Radical.
Radical indeed. That's going to do it for us. Again, we'll see you probably in 2 weeks from now. The boys are going to take a week off because we deserve it, but we love you. I'm your co-host, Ryan Landry.
I'm your co-host, Tanner Young.
Go buy your hurricane supplies. Get ready. Hopefully not for an actual emergency, but you'd rather have it.